David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 152, Latex Snuggles. Another audio dollop from a pub, actually from a cafe, a friend's cafe. They invited us for a meal at their cafe, a private sitting, and we've had the most delicious food. And again, it got quite late, been busy all day, went out straight away in the evening, got quite late, hadn't recorded a dollop, so recorded one, an emergency drunken dollop, then and there. Some of these people are the same people who were there last time in the dollop. Sean and Michael, Becky and John from Fork East, Fork Festival. I like to think that these people are becoming sort of part of your family in an ASMR sort of way, bringing you into the bosom of our family. But yeah, we're back to nipples again. Anyway, here it is. Enjoy.
Yesterday's. Oh, you heard yesterday's, didn't you, David Grimwood?
Yes, I did.
And now you're on it.
What?
Technically, Mr. Cooney got a little bit of a shock, didn't you? Yeah, because I announced on one of the dollops a few days ago, the one that you heard, Becky, when I went for a walk, didn't I? Went for a nature walk, and Sean woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning to see a notification flashing on his screen saying David's Daily Digital Dollop, because he calls the subscribes. And it said, it announced that I'd gone for a walk and released a dollop, but then Sean realised.
The toilet was out of action.
That's awful.
God. Excellent first joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Okay, I think I like to think it's a joke every 30 seconds, and I think the dollop, the least amount of time the dollop should go on for is 3 minutes at the very least, but 4 minutes maybe at the very least. So at this rate, you know, we need another, it's a joke every 30 seconds, what, 8 jokes or something? So we're 1 joke down, 8 jokes. I know. Well, then that your observation, could that be classed as a joke? Let's class that, Sean's observation that to explain that took longer than 30 seconds. That's half a joke, so we're up to 1.5 jokes. When we get to 8... we're off.
Okay.
We're at 1.5 jokes so far. Continue the story, Sean.
No, I just had a bit of a panic. I woke up, I couldn't sleep. My phone was flashing, and I noticed that you'd had a dollop saying on Facebook, just now, David's dollop, and it was entitled, David has gone for a walk in the garden. I thought, oh, bloody hell, he's only got one key, and he's never, you know, this is a place you don't really know well. And then I thought, well, hang about. It's 4 a.m, maybe he did this at 11 o'clock at night. I went to bed at 10. I've got no phone signal. Maybe he's been sat outside trying to ring me for the past 5 hours. That's the concern
So he checked.
So I went back to sleep.
See, yeah. But you did check your email, just in case
an
email.
Because I've got no phone signal, maybe he emailed me, so I checked my emails.
How I managed to find my way back, and I know the listeners know this, and I think we've reached 2 jokes now, I think. You know, I've found it back. I think it's because.
Did you leave the door open then?
I left the door slightly ajar.
Oh, well, that's very considerate.
Well, I didn't expect anyone. Oh, I know how I know how popular. There's many people who would like to come in the middle of the night and molest you, isn't there, Mr. Gurney?
You've got
valuables. That's the kind of thing I was just talking about. Is that three jokes there?
We're
nearly halfway through the dollop, ladies and gentlemen. We just keep going there. Press on. I found my way back, Sean, because I had Wi-Fi connection on the. I found my way back by monitoring the bars on the Wi-Fi. So when it said 1 bar, I knew I was reasonably close. When it said 2, I knew I was getting closer. When it said 3 bars, I was like, right, I'm pretty close now. So we should introduce who's with us, actually, again. Sticking with the old guy, of course, we've got the usual, the boring people. Sean Cooney and Michael Hughes are here again.
Hello!
And myself, obviously, David Eagle. You may remember me from yesterday, the day before, the day before, the day before, and the 349 previous days. And we also have Becky from the organiser of the Fork East Festival, and John, husband and organiser of the Fork East Festival, husband of Becky, and
husband
of festival. Husband and organiser.
Becoming regular contributors.
3.5 jokes, I think. Okay, we'll continue. We're nearly halfway through the dollop. And we also have Becky and John from Fork East Festival, of course, taking place between the 19th and the 21st of August, where we shall be exhibiting the Young'uns in the Mix. We were just talking about this. We take folk music, we take pop music, and we wrestle them together. We force them to wrestle brutally together in a gladiatorial fashion, and the resultant pulp that comes out of that is the Young'uns in the Mix. And that's what we should be doing on the Saturday, on the 20th of August, at the Fork East Festival. But also, we have another John.
Hello.
A John and a Lucy as well. Hello. From a band called
Honey and the Bear.
Honey and the Bear. Excellent. Well, now, how about giving us a little sample of something, maybe? Like a. Could you give us a little, like, riff or something? Could you?
I don't even know what song we'd sing.
Any song at all. Just a couple of lines will do. I can edit out your vacillations, so it'll just seem like you're really, really egotistical and just went straight in there. 4.5, thank you.
Snuggle song. Snuggle song.
The snuggle song, you know, snuggle song. Oh, this is good for the topic of ASMR. So, you know, we were talking about people, the intimate thing of snuggling. The snuggle song. It's Honey and the Bear.
Okay. All right. It's cold and all I want to do is snuggle you.
Oh.
You come to see me, so I know you want to snuggle me too. Oh, I can't remember the words.
Oh, that's really nice. It's cold. It's cold and what? And I want to snuggle you.
And then, all
yeah, and what's the other bit? So it's cold and what?
It's cold and all I want to do is snuggle you.
It's cold and all I want to do is snuggle you, snuggle you.
You've come to see me, so I know you want to snuggle me too.
Oh, this is really nice. This is how you met. This is how you met. Okay, after four, and we'll move behind us. 1, 2, 3. It's cold and all I want to do is snuggle you, and then me too. And again, okay. It's cold and all I want to do is snuggle you, and you've come to see me, so I know you want to snuggle me too, snuggle me too. Excellent. 4.5 jokes and a song, which lifts it to...
You've got your own covers band now.
Which lifts it to... Well, you need to be in the covers to snuggle. I mean, it's a good way of snuggling. 5.5, thank you. All right. We're doing well. We also haven't even finished introducing, though, of course, because we have David Grimwood and Louise Grimwood. Is that right?
Hello.
Hello.
From the Grimwood's eateries, including Cafe Froy's in Suffolk, and also Stalwarts of the Folk East Festival, providing some great local food. And we've just enjoyed one of your venison curries.
What's the key ingredient? What's the best tip?
Venison.
Six jokes, thank you. We're 3/4 of the way through the dollar now. Okay.
What's your tip, David, for a good curry?
Well, it has to come from the heart.
Ooh. Really?
Venison, heart. Come on.
Oh, I thought. Oh, I th- 6.5.
Pull the recorder off.
Hey, why am I counting every joke as a half joke? Well, that's it. We're at 7 jokes. Yeah. Well, I'm going to curse how each joke is a half point, so 6.5. We've only got 3 jokes to go.
Lots of love. Gentle mixture of spices.
I wondered what that was in the sauce. Yeah. Lots of love, you call it, eh?
Slow, gentle cooking.
Mm-hmm. 7 jokes, by the way, we're up to. So we need 2 more, and then we're done. Excellent.
Or if I'm really clever... Mm-hmm. I get Louise to do it.
So you opened your cafe in 2002, you were saying this, and you opened it the night before you proposed to your now wife, David. Is that right?
He hasn't got a wife, David.
You know, I thought you said you proposed.
We live in sin, David. Did you not know?
But you said you proposed.
There's a nice joke.
No. You said you'd proposed, didn't you?
It's gone pale.
You said you proposed.
No.
Oh, that was a different wife.
Oh, right. I can't keep up. Which is what his wife said, which is why. Anyway. Oh, 7.5.
Only so we're talking about the spice of life.
Oh, well, exactly. Yeah.
Louise, at that time, 14 years ago, Louise was still 2 years away from walking through the door.
Correct.
Right.
Bowling me off my feet because she came through the door really fast.
Oh, we've reached it. Yay! Hey, John, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to David's Daily Digital Dollop. We'll be back tomorrow. Well, I may even up the ante to 8.5 jokes because that's the way we do it. We're always evolving, always progressing.
Oh, answer the phone.
The phone's ringing. That's the popularity of David's Daily Digital Dollop. I've only literally stopped the recording 5 seconds ago and already... People are ringing to book at your restaurant. Oh,
yeah. Has it even gone out yet?
Exactly. Well, it's lovely to hear. I think the best bit there was hearing from you and your wife. The chemistry between the two. Unbelievable. So we should end probably with one final bit of 1, 2, 3. It's cold and I want to do is snuggle you, snuggle you. And you're going to see me, oh, you want to snuggle me too. And again, it's cold and all I want to do is snuggle you, snuggle you. And you've come to see me, so you want to snuggle me too, oh! Thank you. Do you want to give me a bit of ASMR? Oh, yeah, I know, I didn't talk about that. Becky,
don't say that.
You listened. You, when you went home, listened to a bit of ASMR, didn't you?
Yeah,
and you were a bit perturbed by what you heard.
I was really, really worried about it, because I thought I'd just better go and sit. I took my computer to bed with me, and I thought, right, I'll just listen to a bit of what David was going on about. And I found a YouTube clip of this woman fondling these sort of ears on a machine, and it was about massage.
On the dummy, yeah.
But it just sounded so creepy and unnatural, and I couldn't imagine what it would be like.
Yeah. You sent me a link of that, so I think we shall say goodbye, and as the snuggle song fades into the distance, I will play you a bit of latex gloves over the ears. So thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We shall fade out with the snuggle song. One, two, three. It's cold and all I want to do is snuggle you, and you've come to see me, so I know you want to snuggle me too. Oh, it's cold and all I want to do is snuggle you.